Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, surgeries are expected to be filled over the next 2 weeks as hospitals are told to look for extra ICU capacity. Meanwhile, further COVID restrictions are on the cards in the north. The Downing's Carrigart Greenway has been given the green light today, and a Donegal-born senator is calling for tougher sanctions for people who assault emergency workers. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15, followed by Nuit with Colm Ferriter. First in news, surgeries are expected to be cancelled over the next 2 weeks as hospitals are told to look for extra ICU capacity. Larger hospitals have been told to prioritise urgent treatment and COVID care as increasing cases put severe pressure on the system. Just 17 adult ICU beds are available across the country. Intensive care consultant at the Mater Hospital, Dr. Coleman O'Loughlin, says there's serious concern about ICU capacity.
We don't have the capacity to take any more than 300 predictably and beyond that, and that's including non-COVID patients as well. And beyond that, who knows? It really is very difficult to project. We will try everything we can, but I can't, as I say, give you any reliable predictions as what we can do, and that's why it's so concerning.
A South Donegal deputy and former Fianna Fáil TD says Ireland has gone the scenic route on a number of issues in relation to the pandemic. Deputy Mark McSharry says he is also against any further talk of another lockdown. Speaking on the 9 till noon show today, Deputy McSharry referenced the swift approach by Israel and their COVID booster programme, yet this country, he says, continues to be reactive instead of proactive.
We've known since we started a vaccinator very quickly afterward, which in an Irish context was last January, that the antibody would wane after 5 to 6 months. So we needed to put in place a wholesale booster campaign that was going to be available, in my view, in the first instance, to the frontline healthcare professionals, then the most vulnerable and so on. We started that 5 weeks ago. Israel started it on July the 30th. They've seen an 80% reduction in cases per day in their daily cases since they started to booster. So we know they work. But unfortunately, we've gone the scenic route on too many issues. So either Israel are reckless and wrong, or IAC are too slow. It's either or. My view is we went the scenic route to too many things. We're being reactive rather than proactive. And we need to up our game in the first instance to keep people alive in out of respect for our frontline healthcare professionals.
Meanwhile, Sinn Féin's health spokesperson says there's a difference between supporting public health measures and supporting the government. Deputy David Cullinan was in Donegal today to join Deputies Padraig McLaughlin and Pierce Doherty for a number of meetings with those in the health sector in the county. They were due to meet the FORSA and SIPTU trade unions, management of Letterkenny University Hospital and Donegal Action for Cancer Care to discuss a range of issues. Speaking to Greg Hughes today about the pandemic, Deputy Colnan says Sinn Féin's quarrel has never been with health measures, but with a lack of planning on the government's part.
There's a difference between supporting public health measures and, as it might be put, supporting the government. We do, and there is a consistency across the political system. When you're in the middle of a pandemic, you have to make sure that you have all of the appropriate responses in place. There is very little disagreement, for example, on the need to make sure that public health advice is heeded, that test trace is properly resourced. So how could there be disagreement in the political system? Our quarrel has never been with the public health advice. My quarrel has been with the government in relation to a lack of planning, inconsistency of messaging, making a mess of making
Should
regulations.
Your quarrel not have been, though, with public health as it relates to antigen testing, as it relates to the rollout of vaccines, as it relates to NIAC dragging their feet? Should your quarrel not have been with public health? Is that not what the problem is here?
Well, if I was a Minister for Health and if Sinn Féin is in government, because we don't get the levels of meetings with the Chief Medical Officer that the government does, and I would be very clearly saying to the CMO, to the health specialists and to others, that we need to do more on antigen testing. I would have made a decision as Minister for Health that we are going to hardwire it into our overall response. There's an expert group that was established. What I would have done months ago was saying to them, come back to me with again, a strategy on how we're going to roll it out in schools and workplaces and elsewhere. So I think it's a lethargic response from government. The lack of consistency, the no coherent plan is what really drives people insane at a time when we have the crisis that we have in our healthcare system.
Further COVID restrictions are on the cards in the north. This week, the Stormont executive agreed to roll out vaccination passes in the hospitality sector. It's now emerged consideration is being given to recommending working from home. It comes as 1,690 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Northern Ireland. 7 deaths have also been confirmed there in the past 24 hours. 410 COVID patients are in hospital in the north, with 33 in intensive care. The Taoiseach has said he believes there's a genuine desire to solve the issues around the Northern Ireland Protocol. It comes after further meetings between the UK and EU negotiators in Brussels. European Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic has said it's time for both sides to push on and get things over the line. Speaking after a meeting of the British-Irish Council this morning, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said they can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
We acknowledge that there are issues to be in terms of the operation of the protocol that have to be resolved. And as I said earlier, you know, I believe both governments and all the administrations here share a common desire to get these issues resolved through negotiation.
The Downing's Carrigar Greenway has been given the green light, and Bord Pleanála has today approved plans for the project to proceed to the next stage. Following the successful submission by Donegal County Council, a funding application will now be made to progress the Greenway. Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh says once it comes to fruition, the project will bring with it many benefits.
The application, which was submitted by Donegal County Council a number of months back, and a very well prepared application, and I would like to acknowledge the officials for the work behind the scenes. So that has been given the green light now. So this has been the one stumbling block for this Greenway over the last number of years. The officials in the different departments are aware of this application, and certainly with the planning permission across the line now, the funding process will be a smooth sequence now to this journey for so many people in the area, from the community and people involved in tourism, but also people who have been calling for this amenity for a long number of years. So it's great news for the parish, but look, it's a tourist area, and it'll have wider benefits as well. It ticks all the boxes in terms of green and sustainable transportation, and it also ticks all the boxes in terms of an amenity that's needed. And furthermore, there are health and safety issues as well. It's a very, very busy road. There's a lot of walking, a lot of cycling, a lot of running. It's a project that, as far as I'm concerned, will tick all the boxes in terms of funding. There's nothing holding this project now, so the applications will be submitted, and no doubt we will have the full support of all Oireachtas members and councillors in relation to this project to make sure that we get it across the line. And I'd be confident that we'll be looking at a very, very successful outcome at the beginning of next year.
Gardaí are investigating a series of thefts from cars in a residential area of Muff. A number of cars were targeted in Ardbán in the early hours of yesterday morning. Gardaí say all vehicles had been entered unlawfully and are appealing to residents in the area who may have seen or heard anything that might assist with the investigation to contact them in Buncrana. Irish Water is being urged to give more reassurances regarding plant work in the Twin Towns. More than 100 metres of old cast iron water mains along the Stranorlar Bridge crossing are to be replaced, with a view towards reducing the high level of leakage and bursts in the area. The work is to get underway this month and due to be finished by early December. While it's understood the work will take place at night, Councillor Patrick McGowan says given the time of year, it's imperative that businesses will not be impacted.
What time work would begin in the evening, and what time would it be finished in the morning? That's just a lot of businesses now coming up to Christmas, like they've been closed, some of them for so long, and that. And so we just wanted assurances that there would be no interruption. And as I say, it's just the fact that it's coming up to Christmas. It's bad timing, but then Irish Water have said, you know, that they have their own timing, and you know, they try to source money for these things and then getting contractors. Like, so we do realise the need and welcome the need that the fact that these cast iron pipes are being changed here and there. But just to try and get a bit more information for businesses and the public out there, that there won't be too much interference.
But the fact that it has been in the planning for such a long time, and the fact that the Twin Towns can be quite the bottleneck, it's not really well timed in terms of the time of year that it's going to take place. Even if the likes of some businesses want to open for late night shopping, etc., it surely would still impact beyond like going into the evening, maybe.
Absolutely. Like, if the work's not left until later on, till after 8 o'clock in the evening, and needs to stop maybe around 7 in the morning, because like if anybody's up early, they'll see the amount of traffic and vehicles going through. Like it's late in the evening and even early hours of the morning, it can have an effect. And as I say, a lot of these businesses have been closed for so long, like, and they're depending on Christmas to make some money now, to pay wages and pay rates and pay everything else. So like we need to do everything to facilitate them.
There are calls for people who assault emergency workers to face tougher sanctions. Fianna Fáil Senator Robbie Gallagher is pushing forward his Criminal Justice Bill 2019, which is proposing harsher penalties. If passed into law, it would see a minimum prison sentence of 5 years introduced for the crime. Donegal-born Senator Gallagher says these assaults are on the rise and this proposed legislation would hopefully act as a deterrent.
Listen, I have no intention of trying to throw people into prison. That's the last thing in the world I want. But I think there should be a strong message put out there. And I think if there was a minimum sentence, whatever that would be, and that's up to the legislators to decide and ultimately up to the courts to take into consideration in every case that comes before them, any exceptional or specific circumstances, or perhaps it would be unjust under uncertain circumstances to introduce a prison sentence, that's fine. But I think as a marker, at the very least we should do is say, listen, these are special people. They look after us exceptionally well. Anybody that seriously assaults an individual like that, there's a clear message going out here that you could find yourself behind bars. And I would hope that that message would act as a deterrent in itself, because we have the moment, we have a serious problem, and year on year it's getting worse.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. Well, in boxing, Jason Quigley is aiming to become the third Irish fighter to win the WBO middleweight title tonight. The Donegal boxer faces champion Demetrius Andrade in the small hours of tomorrow morning in New Hampshire, America. Steve Collins and Andy Lee have both held the same belt in the past. Former WBC bantamweight champion Wayne McCullough will again be in Jason's corner. The Pocket Rocket steps in for coach Andy Lee, who was unable to travel. McCullough was alongside Jason when he defeated Shane Mosley Jr. in Las Vegas last May, and says that if Jason executes his plan, he's in with a chance.
Just to do the things he can do. And suddenly, you see what's the take for him. He can do the things. And at this level, you just got to do the master plan of executing it. And I just talked to Andy there, and we're on the same page. You know, I'm not coming here to just change everything. You know, I've had a chat, and we're sort of on what we need to do. What Andre's weaknesses are, what his strengths are. And once you nullify the strengths, then fight's easier.
Well, Olympic gold medalist Michael Carruth looked ahead to the fight earlier this morning on the 9 till noon show. He says he is hopeful Jason can take the belt this evening and go the distance with the champion.
Jason has to do his own plan, and if it's not working, Jason has to change it himself, you know, and that's what great fighters do, and Jason is a great fighter, you know, so the bottom line with that is, if it's not going to plan, you have to change it yourself, you know, and you have to find out what's working for you and what's not working for you, you know. You know, the first couple of rounds are going to be dangerous for both boxers, because, you know, it's the old cliche, you either get them at the start or you get them at the end, you know. Mm-hmm. You get them at the start because they're not warmed up properly, or, you know, they're into the fight. You get them at the end because they're lethargic and they're, you know, they're tired, you know, and things like that. So it's, you know, again, yeah, I can see it going a long distance, you know what I mean? So I'm hoping that Jason can pull a punch or he can win it on points, whichever way happens, as long as he wins it, you know. But he's been a great ambassador to Irish boxing. He's been a great ambassador to Donegal boxing, you know.
Yeah.
And hopefully he can get over the line and win this title.
I mean, old Jason's up for it. I mean, this is the fight of his life. This is what he's been building to. Andre, is he frustrated that he's not getting the fights that he wants? Maybe either mentally or perhaps even physically, he might be looking past Jason Quigley. That could work in Jason's advantage, maybe.
Absolutely, yeah. He could get a little bit, you know, too cocky and not put the work in, you know, that he's not fighting. Like, I don't see why he's not looking at Jason as a tough opponent, because his record speaks volumes for itself, you know. And but with that, you know, complacency can kick in. There's no doubt about it that, you know, he's looking for to unify the weights and what have you with the other boxers. But, you know, he has to get over this line first as well, Andre as well. So it's you know, it's a tricky fight for him. It really is, you know. It's one I think he didn't really need, you know, taking on Jason Quigley, you know. So, but it's happening this evening. We're all going to get up ungodly hour tonight and have a watch of it, you know. And that's where it is. And we're wishing him all the best, him and his family.
So a big night ahead for Jason Quigley. He's due in the ring between 3:15 and 4:00 tomorrow morning. We wish him all the very best with the fight tonight. Before the fight, there's a huge soccer game taking place in the Northwest as the battle to avoid the drop takes centre stage on the final night of the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division. Waterford occupy the relegation playoff spot ahead of their home game against St Patrick's Athletic, while Finn Harps are above the Blues only on goal difference. They entertain relegated Longford Town this evening at Finn Park. Harps boss Ollie Horgan is very realistic about the outcomes tonight.
If results don't go our way, we've got to take it into the following Friday to a playoff against Bray or UCD, and that's very possible an outcome as well, Dermot. We're very realistic about what's ahead of us in the next week or 2 weeks, whatever it takes. But, you know, we need people to be patient and to back us through thick and thin on Friday night, and possibly the following Friday in a playoff, be it down in Sligo or Longford against UCD or Bray, and that's very possibly where it'll go to.
Don't forget, we will have full live match commentary from that game this evening. Kickoff time is at 7:45. The Highland team will be Dermot Doherty and Declan Boyle. Shamrock Rovers will get their hands on the Premier Division trophy after tonight's game with Drogheda. Elsewhere, cup finalists Bohemians are away to Sligo, and Dundalk play Derry City as the chase for fourth place continues. And Dalymount Park will host the First Division playoff final tonight as Bray take on UCD. That one starts at 7:45 also. The winners of that game will play either Fun Harps or Waterford. To golf now. It's been a good day at the DP World Tour Championship for Ireland's Shane Lowry. With the details, here's Dennis Kerwin.
Shane Lowry compiled a brilliant second round 65 to grab a share of the lead at the halfway stage in Dubai. Lowry made a sensational chip in for an eagle on the par 5 14th and then birdied the next to make it 5 under par for his previous 5 holes. He parred his way home to finish on 10 under and will play in the final group tomorrow alongside 2020 Dubai Duty Free Irish Open winner John Catlin. He also signed for a round of 65 to sit on 10 under. And England's Sam Horsfield is in a share of that lead after a round of 66. Rory McIlroy was a long way off his brilliant best today, and a sloppy double bogey at the last completed a round of 70 to move Rory back to 9 under par, one shot off the lead that is jointly held by Shane Lowry. Reporting on the DP World Tour Championship with HalpenyGolf.com, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
In rugby, Andy Farrell has made 4 changes to his side for Sunday's test with Argentina. Robert Bellacoon earns a second cap on the wing, replacing Andrew Conway. And there's a first start of the season for Robbie Henshaw. There's an all-monster half-back pairing with Conor Murray and Joey Carberry in for the injured pair of Jameson Gibson-Park and Jonathan Sexton. 3 Donegal players have been named on the Irish News Ulster Ladies GA All-Stars for 2021. The Termin trio of Geraldine McLaughlin, her sister Nicole McLaughlin and Evelyn McGinley have been included on the 15 award winners. Well, Letterkenny Institute of Technology and Donegal GAA have re-signed a Memorandum of Understanding. Both organisations have had a successful partnership in place since 2016, and this week they confirmed that their partnership journey will continue. The MOU aims to keep the best of the previous arrangements in place while also embracing the opportunities of the new MOU and ensuring that both partners work to enhance education, research and performance. Well, this weekend on the field, it sees some big action in the Ulster Club Football Championship. At intermediate level tomorrow, Clonhilly face Derry champions Brian Oakes of Steelstown at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. It starts at 1:30. We'll have updates from that game tomorrow evening here on Highland. And then on Sunday, we'll have full live match commentary from the 1:30 start as St Eunan's entertain Derry champions Waddy Grahams of Glen. That's at the park in Letterkenny. And Rory Kavanagh is the St Eunan's manager, and he's hoping that they can make home advantage count this weekend.
It's going to be a great occasion, you know, with O'Donnell Park having county ground status, and the fact that it's a home tie for us, you know, it adds that extra dimension to it. And I'm sure all our supporters and all of the Glen supporters will come out in force now on Sunday for what should be a good contest. But no, look, from previous experiences in Ulster, I don't think St Eunan's teams probably in my time did ourselves justice in many of them. So, look, hopefully these boys are determined to put that right. But we know we're going to be again big underdogs going in against Glen. But listen, everybody in our group is just looking forward to it, you know, especially coming at home washing.
Just finally, looking at motorsport, the Ulster Rally starts tomorrow morning at 8:30. It's the final round of the British Rally Championship. Some of the best of the Irish drivers are in action from the Northwest, including Callum Devine, who's seated at number 3. Sam and Josh Moffat 4 and 5, and then Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy also seated inside the top 10 in their Fiesta R5. But Donegal's Eamon Kelly needs to win the junior category to be in with a chance of taking the championship title. The current leader is Down's William Creighton, and if Kelly manages a second win of the year, he would take 25 points plus 5 bonus points. In that case, Creighton must finish 8th or higher for Kelly to take the title. So that's it from the sports desk for today. Don't forget Harps versus Longford live tonight from 7:40. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And finally in news, there are calls for an urgent meeting in relation to flooding issues along the Foyle and Letterkenny roads in Derry. It's understood that there have been regular flooding issues there for many years, with residents demanding remedial measures be carried out. The problematic areas are adjacent to the River Foyle. Councillor Patricia Logue believes that a comprehensive inspection and survey programme is required to assess the structural condition of the network. Councillor Logue says with more housing planned in the area over the coming years, it's imperative that issues are resolved now.
More houses are being built at the moment and more proposed. I'm sure that is going to have an impact on the capacity of the network. So I would be looking for some sort of immediate survey to be carried out. The works that is needed to have this area flood-free needs to be carried out as soon as possible.
Weather now, cloudy overnight with a few patches of drizzle or mist. Minimum temperatures of 79 degrees and light or moderate southwest winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, surgeries are expected to be cancelled over the next 2 weeks as hospitals are told to look for extra ICU capacity. Larger hospitals have been told to prioritise urgent treatment and COVID care as increasing cases put severe pressure on the system. A South Donegal deputy and former Fianna Fáil TD, meanwhile, says Ireland has gone the scenic route on a number of issues in relation to the pandemic. Deputy Mark McSharry says he is also against any further talk of another lockdown. There are calls for people who assault emergency workers to face tougher sanctions. Fianna Fáil Senator Robbie Gallagher is pushing forward his Criminal Justice Bill 2019, which is proposing harsher penalties. And the Downing's Carrigar Greenway has been given the green light, and Bloor Pennallid has today approved plans for the project to proceed to the next stage. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shea were my house of Colm Ferter and Shaw Lynn approved scale team. talitcher pranyach shulta eg oskion quiga grupa geliga ohui, quig runi stachnal bratanya, Brandon Lewis, eg elever raktiacht don geliga a horge fridge Westminster lifra. Togu galton oskonyanhi realtus na bratanya, Bart Gerrer an acta changa, da jipa an co realtus in Stormont, ea co linu river yaru v van an oher, akunur a karu an cas free vreg Connor Burns, Arastach and Offig Huskirch Erin, Yulti says Sprickdata Alui Major Latus and Frosis Raktiokta. Davria Namrits at Agenta Erin Ho into Re Nua Korhiga Nua, a Haringu Anuas and Mi Anner Anuri, Tamunin and Fobol Realtus Nabratinia Anish Harave Ishal, Major Leshan Litcher, a Hyolu, O Kulturlan Macadamofia, Agasa Alsu, Sanuaktan Irish News to Kedinia. Idrina Yalin, O Yas, Tacanu Ledger Genta, Egemen O'Keeve, Fina Rana Stach, Nahualinan, Anulgus Changa, a Cholinu, Majorlishan Villa Changa, Yagter Shias on Gome Geliga, Egfihe, Fuinge, the Arki, Nua, Naservisha, Hobli, Revif Traha, Fihagus Traha, Lerishe, Go Will, Emni War, Air, Fui Policy, Arki, Akta Don Geliga, a Tag Bra, Erchosh Geliga, Nahual Boniha Go Foil, Few. Karan Udras Nigeltuk to Falter of Ogre OCO Global, Kolokt Edgernashunta, Kolyrukta Tradala, Agazinestiakta, Gowilshid Conprive Offigi Saku, Alonu Egan Scraban in Yidor, Tan Kolokhtagiri Analishihe, Tradala, Agazinestiakta, Arku Hanafin, the Runch of Faluntish Ave. Lonihe in Offigi G Tech in Yidor. August Ta Luhur Oris Nigeliga. Ogurch goel skim na gompantas drama dramiokta profession togus samachera fihe agus a da oskul chernish agus a tashidakar falcha river iritish riven sprick data and jehu la de me anner shimma hudge illegal lair slan agus banakt.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, November the 19th. The death has occurred of Daniel Danny Gallagher. Drumbologue, Churchill. Danny's remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. House will be private to family, friends and neighbours. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Anne Boyle, Nae McNally, 14 Ballycommon Avenue, Strabane. Funeral leaving her home on Monday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Colin Johnson, 197 Radergan Road, Garvahi, Ballygolly. Funeral leaving his mother-in-law, Myra O'Connor's home, 20 Carrick Strand, Strabane, on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, Strabane at 10:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Dementia NI, Kev Quigley Funeral Directors. The house is private to family and friends only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Joan McLaughlin, 7 Convent Road, Carndonagh. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving there on Sunday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, for Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Sister Finian Hegarty, Sisters of Mercy, Grange, Inch Island. Her remains are reposing at her brother's home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to Nazareth House Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Murphy Funeral Directors. And the death has occurred of Josie McBride, Duntinny, Kerrykeel, Donegal. Josie's remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there at 12:15 tomorrow, arriving at St. Columbus Church Mass Mount for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The funeral cortege will travel from his home via Ballykinard and Rosnakill on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed on the St Mary's, Fanavolti and St Columba's Mass Mount Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. How strictly private on the morning of the funeral, please. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.